Now we come to a group of 10 mini-classics, songs which either were hits first time round and could happen all over again today, or tunes which just missed out when they were first released, but which we feel are worthy of a second listen. The first, from 1968, is Brown Eyed Woman.
Brown Eyed Woman was the first song that Bill recorded as a solo act after the Righteous Brothers split up. And he came to Cynthia and I and asked us to write a song. And this was the song that we wrote.
You look at me, and baby, all you see are my blue eyes. I'm not a man, baby, all I am is what I symbolize. Turn away, you won't trust what I say, and it's tearing me apart.
And you recorded that yourself as well?
The last album I did.
On Casablanca.
Yeah.
Coming over to my place? Well, because that...
Yeah, you know, I can't think of a story with that song.
Yeah,
I just wrote a song for the Drifters.
Writing for the Drifters.
You know, evidently we like Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
One of the artists
we
liked.
Well, it was also that we knew that the guy with the high voice.
Yes, there was a new lead singer with the Drifters who sounded a lot like Sam Cooke. You know, the guy who sang Saturday Night at the Movies had this kind of Sam Cooke quality. So we wrote a Sam Cooke kind of song.
Little girl, you look so lonesome. I see you are feeling blue. Ain't no use in staying at home. I know what you should do. Come on over to my place.
What about Good Good Lovin'?
Good Good Lovin'. Who did we write that for?
We just wrote a song, I think. Was it for one of? Was it for the Crystals?
It must have been for somebody at that time. Yeah, but like I just remember Land, it was a great demo.
When this crazy world has got me going, when I'm feeling hung up and strung up tight, when I just feel like crying, 'cause nothing's satisfying, I know what I gotta get to set me right, baby. All I need is good, good loving, baby. That'll pick me up before I count to ten.
Show the Boy I Love. We just wrote a song for the Crystals.
Yeah.
I always dreamed the boy I love would come along, and he'd be tall and handsome, rich and strong. Now that boy I love has come to me, but he sure ain't the way I thought he'd be.
But I tell you, the Show the World Love, it's amazing that it ever came out, because I think Spector told us that he had some time left over when he was cutting the crystals.
Right.
And he basically
and
had 15
like
minutes.
Thrown on.
And he did two takes, and that was it, and he threw it on. And
it's a great girl group song, really.
Yeah, good. Yeah, really good. Did you just send us something that Bruce Springsteen was messing
no,
with?
No, someone sent us that Bruce Springsteen
was
it? Did it in a club.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as She's up. Sure the Girl I Love.
Right.
Saying She's Sure
right.
wasn't
female
easy,
version.
But...
Yeah. How Much Love, that's just, I just, you know, I was writing with Leo Sayer, and that was one of the songs we wrote. Going to Be Strong, as you can tell, it was very much influenced by
right.
Roy Orbison. Mm. You know,
I hadn't realized Juice Newton did a version of that as well.
Yes, that's right.
But the greatest version,
yes,
is there was
Cindy
a group
Lauper.
Called Blue Angel, and the lead singer was Cyndi Lauper, and we
that's
have a video.
I can't find that
of Cyndi Lauper doing "I'm Going to Be Strong." That is the most amazing performance I have ever heard.
Visually and vocally. It's
visually
fantastic.
And vocally.
Really.
Almost any song. I mean, it's like someone having a total musical nervous breakdown in front of your eyes.
It's fantastic.
It's so passionate and heartfelt.
I mean,
it's amazing.
I mean, I wish it could come out, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I really,
Well, the record came out, didn't it? The Blue Angel record came out.
That
I don't
out,
know.
You would know more than
yeah.
Yes, the Blue Angel record came
it
out.
It did, yeah.
slipping away from me. And you're so afraid that I'll plead with you to stay. But I'm gonna be strong. I'll let you go your way.
Rock and Roll Lullaby. We were Steve Tyrell was managing B.J. Thomas, and Steve Tyrell had a label that I was on, and also he was my manager at the time, and he asked us to write something for B.J., and that was what we wrote for B.J. Thomas.
And you were involved in the production.
Well, no, it was Al Gorgoni and Steve.
Yeah, but I mean, there were lots of key people on that record.
Yeah,
the Beach Boys.
Well, they tried to get the Beach Boys, but they ended up getting Ron Hicklin and all that, who sounded just like the Beach Boys.
Okay.
And they have Duane Eddy's on the record, and the lead singer from
the Diamonds. The Diamonds, yeah.
What was his name? The falsetto.
Dave.
Dave something, I forgot. Anyway, he's doing the falsetto on the record.
She was just 16 and all alone when I came to be. So we grew up together, my mama, child, and me. Now things were bad and she was scared, but whenever I would cry, she'd calm my fears and dry my tears with a rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, it'll be all right. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, just hold on tight. Sing it to me, mama. Sing it sweet and clear, oh mama, let me hear that old rock and roll lullaby. Mm-hmm.
nights were long, and we'd dream of better mornings when Mama sang a song. Now I can't recall the words at all. It don't make sense to try, 'cause I just knew lots of love came through in that rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, it'll be alright. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, just hold on tight. I can hear your mama.
Saturday Night at the Movies.
Was
we just another, wrote on. Yeah, we like the idea.
Just a fun song.
Right.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the dressing up to be there too, and we're gonna have a ball just like we always do.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony. Well, that's Technicolor and the CinemaScope, a guest out of Hollywood, and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem twice as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't find out, but they never can compare to the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies, guess what picture you see?
When you're with your baby, last row in the balcony.
When you get right down to it, didn't Tommy Bell ask us to write And he never did this, by the way, because he wrote all his own stuff. Did he ask us to write something for the Delphonics?
You wrote when you get right down to it.
I wrote it myself.
Yourself.
The Delphonics and Ronnie Dyson.
Yes.
Both had some chart success,
yes,
with it. And then Aretha Franklin recorded that as well.
Yes, that's right.
Which is your favorite version of, apart from yours?
You know, when I listen to it back now, I like the Delphonics version.
Down to it, isn't this moment what it's all about, girl?
And when you get right down to it, don't you just feel this moment say everything?
Holding you, touching you,
girl, I need a whole lifetime to do all the things that I want.
You did write together.
Yes, we just wrote a song, right?
Which was just like one of these
songs
that we wrote that we really liked. That it was funny because about 2 years ago we were honored at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion by the Betty Clooney Foundation.
Right.
And the singer's salute to the songwriter. And out came Jack Jones singing You Turn Me Around, which is his favorite song.
He says it was never a hit, but I like
this
song.
He said it was never a hit, but I want to sing this song, and here it is.
Okay. You know? It's great.
Which version do you think is the best one to play?
I like my demo that I sang on.
When I feel the walls start closing in on me, and I don't like where I've been to and where I'm gonna be, when I'm heading hard for hard times and I know I'm nowhere bound, you turn me around, you turn me around, you turn me around. When the strain of daily living takes its toll, and the crazy fears that haunt me begin to
chill my soul. When I don't know what I'm fighting, I just know I'm losing ground. You turn me around, you turn me around, you turn me around. Just your hand on my shoulder, just your eyes reaching into mine, makes the little kid in me grow older. And before I know it, I slip right back in line. I see the way that people carry on, and I'd swear that human kindness is all but dead and gone. Just the sight of you reminds me something good can still be found. You turn me around, you turn me around, you turn me around. Turn me around.
So that's the story on these
okay,
songs.
That's
Let me
wonderful.
Tell you.
Thank you.
Alan,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Your time.
It's terrific.
This has been the fourth in EMI Publishing Songs of Sampler Tapes, with more on their way very soon. For EMI Publishing in Los Angeles, this is Alan Warner.